You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Four childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Great Table Talk. It's none other than Cash, and we're here with our YBS family.
What's good? What's good?
That's Patrick.
I guess this is me.
This is what I got to go through this every time with this boy. That's Brandon, you
it's
all.
Brandon, yes.
Gosh, I don't understand. Why? And my homegirl, Ree. Hey, Ree.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
Good. Good. Everybody's good.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. Well, we're here broadcasting live, kind of, from Main Order Street in Kenner, Louisiana, where my personal stylist is in the building, Kami Matthews. Hey, Kami, she's doing hair right now. She's acting like she don't see me, but I see you. We see you. We all gonna get fried, dyed, laid to the side in a few. We have a couple barbers in the place. We have Mr. Millender. He's one of the barbers here. And we have who? None other than AJ. Hey, AJ. Yeah, we got a couple barbers in the building. Eric's not here, and we have
yeah, we're gonna chop it up with AJ later.
Yeah, we're gonna chop it up.
Get a whole segment later.
Yeah, we're gonna. Today we're broadcasting live. We love to expose our local black businesses. We want to drive more revenue to these businesses and make you aware of who they are. So if you want us to try to broadcast at your business, please send us a DM or email at great. That's GR the number 8. greattabletalk@gmail.com, GR the number 8, tabletalk@gmail.com. All right, we got a little hot topic. Before we start off with our main subject, we're going to talk about this hot topic of the week. We kind of gave the fellas a little heads up, so they may or may not want to put their 2 cents in, but you know I like to drag them in anyway. So, Ree, bring it on in.
All right, so our hot topic for today is about Monique and her call for a boycott of Netflix for gender bias and color bias. She stated that she was offered $500,000 for a comedy special and then followed up to say that Amy Schumer was offered originally $11 million and then was renegotiated at $13 million. She also mentioned Dave Chappelle and I believe Chris Rock was mentioned for earning $20 million for a Netflix special. So she basically feels that's the low ball, and she's calling for a boycott. But the reason behind her boycott, I wanna kinda touch on that, because she mentioned gender bias and color bias, but yet she mentioned a higher paying woman and two higher paying black comedians. So we kind of need to kind of dig in deeper about what the boycott is really about. And I know she also mentioned that Wanda Sykes, another comedian, was offered $250,000 for a comedy special. So what are your thoughts? Is the boycott valid?
I think the boycott, okay, here's the thing. I think, turn it down a little bit. Yeah. I think asking for a boycott of Netflix is a bit extreme. However, it doesn't negate the fact that I think that she has a valid point.
Right.
Fellas?
Me personally, I got mixed feelings about that one. I'm kind of, and the reason why I say mixed feelings, I mean, I love all my brothers and sisters out there that's putting in hard work, you know, and she definitely is a legend in the game.
Yes.
But at the same time, I mean, I can see on the behalf of Netflix the I'm gonna use the proper word relevancy.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's good.
I think that's what they judging her on her relevancy.
Right.
Definitely no disrespect to her. She's a legend in the game as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what the projection was on the pay. Now, on the flip side, I mean, you know your worth.
Right.
And I feel like she should stand up because I know what my worth is. If I'm in the game like that or whatever I do with all my multiple business, I know what my worth is.
Right.
So I'm not going to lowball myself.
Right.
Or just because you're throwing a price at me and I should accept that.
Right.
But on a bigger scale, I mean, you're talking about $500,000.
That's an insult, actually.
That is.
I think it's an insult.
That is for her.
Well,
Well, I mean, $500,000 for me is like the
bomb.com.
That's
what I'm about to. When you're talking about getting the community and black folks to go out there and ride for you, the average black man is like $500,000. You average right. black person ain't gonna make that right. in a lifetime. You gonna right. make that in one night?
Yeah.
So what am I boycotting Netflix for? You know.
Right. But Brandon, I need you to chime in on this one.
In the words of Dave Chappelle, tell me why you're mad, son. Like, like, I mean, I don't, like, I personally don't care. I mean, in the assets of her, because you're mad because you felt like you got lowballed. Like, if you don't feel like they appreciate what you do, then go do it somewhere else. Like I said, if they won't give you what you feel you're worth, then take it to Showtime. Take it to HBO. Take it to wherever you want.
Or, but don't. I'll continue to work on your own craft and do your own production.
Right.
Like, don't work right. on
nothing. Right. It doesn't negate the fact, though, that she is being lowballed. And since they lowballed her, she has the platform, or she wants to make her platform the fact that she's being lowballed. It happens every day.
But what's the call of arms, though? Why are you coming? Now you want to come back to us. Like, when you were making
right.
money,
right.
you wasn't well, talking about, black people, let's rally together and let's do something. Now you got your feelings hurt. They don't give you the money you want. And all of a sudden, now it's, I don't want y'all to do this for me.
And I think our community, kind of, we need to right. do better. We need to do better as a community. Because the fact of the matter is, once you make it out the hood, so to speak.
But we're doing the stuff that people do in the hood. You count somebody else's money. You count, like,
true.
They're successful and they're getting this, and it's not mm. fair to me.
But if Raheem comes to you mm. today or tomorrow and say, man, look, this is what's going on, and you weren't aware of that, and you'd be like, well, that is wrong. And you kind of rallying on that, you know, I support you on that, whatever you need me to do.
Right. Well, let me state some facts, because for one, you know, gender bias and color bias in regards to compensation has always been an issue. So is it now something to boycott because Netflix lowballed you? Or, I mean, what happened, you know, prior to that? There's always been an issue. If we look at, I'll state some facts from the Labor Department. For every dollar that a white non-Hispanic man earns, women in general earn 80 cents of that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, black women earn 63 cents of that dollar.
Speak on it.
Hispanic women earn 54 cents of that dollar. So this has been an issue. This is not, to me, this is beyond Netflix. We can, I mean, you can boycott so many, you know, companies and things of that nature. I get where she's coming from, and like I totally agree. Know your worth, charge tax, mm-hmm. you know, and right. move forward.
But that's what, like I said, this is what I don't like that we do. We equate something that is important with the struggle of an entertainer. Like, yes, there are women that work real jobs, real crappy jobs, and get paid less money than they should. I don't care about Monique. Monique is talking about millions of dollars and talking about unfairness. Look, there's real unfairness going on in the world, and it does not, and it's not happening to you. It's happening to real women, and if we want to concentrate on that issue and talk about that issue, we can talk all day. But I do not care about Monique and her $500,000.
And that goes back to what I was saying, man, $500,000 for one night. That's exactly. a lot of money mm-hmm. for a black individual. You talk mm-hmm. about rallying up the community to go behind you, man. These yeah. people don't make that kind of money. We'll never see it in their mm-hmm. lifetime.
Exactly. Talk about the black women that working at Walmart and all these other places and how long they struggle to try to get to their $11. Was she rallying for them? Saying, oh, let's boycott okay, Walmart well, because okay, black women
but
are getting paid.
Let's even talk about Walmart. Let's talk about Walmart in the aspect that you have a manager. Like she said, the stats that she just made on what a black woman would be paid versus a white man doing exactly. the same position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if Monique want to bring that subject, okay, take Monique off the table. But if somebody else was to bring up the subject, the same subject Monique brought up, the fact of the matter is it remains in everyday life at Walmart, at Dollar General, at, you know, wherever we want to go. Women are getting paid much less. Your daughters are going to, if we don't change and bring it up and change the system, they're going to be getting paid 80 cents to a dollar or what yeah. a man makes.
And if Monique was talking about that, I would be rallying and riding for her. But she's not. Like, she's not. Like, this. Like, I remember having a conversation with somebody about another, what's the Toni Braxton sister and her husband.
Oh, Tamar. Yeah.
Oh, she was getting beat and this, that. Like, Tamar Braxton hadn't said nothing for the 5-6 years she'd been yeah. married if she'd been getting beat. As long as that gravy train was rolling, everything was good. Now we want to equate the struggle of women that are being raped and beaten in that common household and we want to pour out our sympathy to celebrities. No, pour out our sympathy to the people that
need
it.
But celebrities are people too.
I don't care. What I'm saying to you is that I don't want to make their issues greater than a common person's issues. Mm. Like, we like to concentrate on the celebrity issues more than we give that same sympathy and care to the people that we see every day.
I can kind of agree with you on that one. I mean, I can.
Like, but sometimes all of a sudden, everybody riding for rape when there's people getting raped every day, but they're not going down to the charity and talk to those women.
But sometimes you need a bigger platform to bring to shine a light on what's going on every day with you and I.
Did Tamar Braxton go to a shelter and talk to women that's been raped and beaten?
I don't know what Tamar did.
Did she shine a light
but
on
But I can
no,
tell
she
you.
She's like, oh, feel sorry for me.
I can tell you those people.
That's what I feel like Monique's doing. Oh, feel sorry for me.
Those people who have a reach, if they bring up an issue, they have more influence.
We're talking about it now.
We're talking about it now.
And it's good that we are talking about it. And that's why I'm going to be the person in this group to say, I do not care about her. I care about the issue.
Right. And that's hashtag we done.
Well, and this is the thing too. Like, you know, she mentioned about her being lowballed, about, you know, her being a legend. This is all true. I think based on her history,
right,
that is a low number. But what Netflix is saying, we want to pay you based
according
on what
your
we
resume.
Think we're going to get back our return on investment. Exactly. That is what they're saying. And her. And if you compare, if you just look at social media, if you compare Amy Schumer's followers to Monique's followers, she has a huge following, Amy Schumer, versus Monique. So that is what they're looking at. They're looking at how, just like you mentioned about the relevancy, how relevant are you and how are you going to bring the numbers to the... So guess what? What they're really saying is, okay, yeah, boycott us, because we know most of your followers is not going to be enough to make a dent in our
exactly.
pocket.
Exactly. Right. So, Put you as the headliner on the show by yourself and see how many people that's going to pay. Now, you tell me if you think Netflix is going to get a return on their money. You think that she's going to fill up the arena by herself?
Yeah. That's
you got to think about it like that.
But y'all got to see. I'm going to be like the conspiracy theorist of this group right here. Because I feel like people do things for attention. Or they do things to, like I say, y'all talking about her relevancy. Guess what?
She's relevant now.
Right, 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 right.
So it don't even really have to do nothing about the cause of it all. It was a way for her to get in, because all you really heard from Monique the past 3 years is how people have done her wrong.
Yeah, she's been blackballed.
This person owes her. She's been blackballed. Like, this is a call for her. It's not a call to arms for us as a community.
Yeah.
It's a call to arms for her. And I don't like you that much.
Right, to even care that much. I get it. Okay, well, we're moving on. Today's topic, main topic.
Sorry.
Anybody have anything? Because that's where he care. I felt that when he. I don't care.
I mean, I don't care. It was
I
kind of
took it personal. Like, what you trying to say? I wanted to start pushing. I wanted to push air.
Because I always say, like, we're talking about her reach. Like, do you realize how many people she could impact if she really made the effort to do it? Like, she's got the platform to do it,
she does.
She doesn't, and she hasn't, and now it's like, okay. Because I always feel like people like to come back to us when the chips are down. Like when you balling, like it's like an all inclusive kind of thing. Like everybody's great.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you know what? White man ain't treating me right. Black people, we gotta fix this.
Y'all not gonna do is sit here and talk about Michael Jackson when he was going through some things. He automatically turned black. You know, was on BET with that glove.
Y'all gonna stop doing that.
That's what y'all not
talking
gonna
about
do.
Monique. Yeah, talk about Michael Jackson.
Let's just not.
You talking about Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Let that man rest in peace.
Yes.
If he's dead.
Yeah. Allegedly. When he's in Spain, really.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Okay, we're moving on to our main topic. You know, today's podcast, you all, is about hair and skin. Now, I'm going to just let you know, this is an important topic, even though we don't like to talk about this often. So we're going to kick this segment off with, fellas, how do y'all feel about a woman with blue hair? Brandon?
I mean, are we tailgating? Like, I mean, is my favorite team in blue?
No, you know.
I mean, because if we're tailgating and she's supporting my favorite team, I'm all for it. Like, but if we go into the mall, then, you know.
And that's a man's personal preference. I say,
this is all personal. This is all personal
that's
preference.
That's my personal preference.
Don't try
to
judge us about this. We're just having fun.
I mean, black women are beautiful regardless if your hair is green, orange.
Look at you. All you're trying to say,
regardless,
all right.
But am I going to pick her out the crowd? No, I'm not. That's not what I'm looking for.
Good.
Or, I would have looked for.
Yeah, okay, please.
Back then, let me rain it right there.
Instead of, scratch the tape. Brandon?
Edit that out right there.
edit.
I'm going to tell your wife, get that blue wig. We talked earlier. I want you to get that blue wig. So, Brandon, you tried to weasel out.
These are going to be hard for me because I'm going to take the stance of Pat and say, well, you know, they're all beautiful and unique in their own way. And I hate to take away people's individuality because the minute I say I hate blue hair, then I'll be Captain Kirk out here, you know, with this blue hair girl on my arm, you know, like you was out there kicking it with the green hair chicks on the other planet. Like, you just never know.
Okay. How do you all feel about a woman with 30 bundles in her head?
30 bundles?
You know when you see somebody have a head and a small head, bundles. But I have like a whole bunch of bundles that has heavy. It looks heavy. It's beautiful. Hair. It could be a Brazilian blowout, or it could be, you know. How do you feel about that?
Well, I never really counted the bundles, but I do like the enhancement of a woman's presence when she has beautiful weave. You know, sometimes I think it's her real hair. I don't, you know, and sometimes I have to do that head chick.
But no, you've seen some with big hair, like huge all those bundles.
Yeah, I kind of towed a fence on it again, but still, I prefer a natural woman. I'm just going to say it like that because I think that comes with more than just natural hair. I think that's a natural confidence. And I think a woman with a natural confidence is just more secure. And, like, I mean, that's awesome to me.
Not saying, and y'all messing up my segment because I really just want That's all I want. I don't want this explanation because y'all think these women going to be coming for y'all.
You asked me a question about women, so I just put my two senses in.
Okay, bonnet caps at night when they go to sleep.
Black women going to do that regardless. I don't give a damn who she
is. So
you're going to put me out tonight.
Exactly.
You're going to get me put out. I'm going to be on the sofa tonight answering this question.
I'm talking about you don't want controversy, and then that's the next question. like no pass. I'll pass on that one.
Durag, Cherie.
For man?
Yeah.
I mean, not in public.
You should have said, okay, what
okay,
you saying?
I go with in public, but if you got to keep your waves right at nighttime when you go to sleep. But I don't want to be at church and you have on that hat.
Yeah, no.
And you pull up the hat and you got that do-rag sticking out. That ain't hot. That ain't hot. And ladies, do-rags, If a man do, You can talk. We can hear you. Go ahead.
That's what
we just talked about.
Yes. Yeah.
See, we have a man that's honest over here because we're talking about do-rags.
No, he mentioned.
And he walked in the building.
And he mentioned in public. We talked about it at night, but he mentioned wearing it out in public.
Oh, yeah. That's I think it's Okay, fellas, do-rags at in the daytime. Would a woman want, not do-rags, bonnet caps in the daytime.
Oh, no. We're going to say no on that. That's a definite
There you go. Patrick, is
No, I don't like all of that at no time. at no time. None of that.
Okay. a woman over 40 with a bang.
You still doing that?
A bang.
I know what you're saying, that Nicki Minaj thing back when she came out. Nah, I mean.
I'm saying, maybe she got some forehead to cover. I mean, let her do her thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, Rihanna be rocking it, like, now.
She ain't over 40.
Huh?
She's not over 40.
So that's it's ageism. Is it ageism?
Is this ageism? It is. And some things could be ageism because I think, personally, after a certain age, your grown self don't need a bang that souped over your eye, and you about 60. I just don't think that's appropriate. I just a personal thing. Now, come when I'm 60 and I wear a bang over my eye, you know, I didn't change. But as far as today is, Cherie?
Well, me personally.
Cherie, you wear a bang?
I would not do that.
No.
I have, but I'm not over 40.
That's all you better say, girl. You better say
if it works for you.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I think it's wrong because if they did it as a child, like, they should be able to do it again. Like, they owned it. Like, if they owned it in the 80s, should be able to reclaim it.
That's
then
a lie.
Come back and reclaim it.
Don't you all sit here and listen to this foolishness.
Let me catch you out on some bell bottoms or something that you used to rock as a child, and then it's going to be a problem. Like I said, no, you can't take away from them what they done already claimed.
That dude walked by, you be like, he got 2 quarters in his pocket. No, thank you. That was hot in the 70s and 80s.
I'm telling you, like, let me run a across a hot pair of British Knights, and I'm gonna be back in middle school.
That's right, how I feel about like K Swiss. That's how I feel about K Swiss. This is honest to God truth. You give me some white classic K Swiss, I'm gonna rock those. Right. So just I wear size 8.5 if y'all interested.
Let that 40-year-old woman rock her bang. You know what I'm saying?
Which I'm glad that we had fun with that segment. So let's talk about skincare. How important is skincare to you? Is it important that fellas have great skincare, ladies? It's very important. Absolutely. I would say so. I think everyone needs to exfoliate once a day.
Really?
Yeah, once a day.
You need what?
Exfoliate.
Everybody needs to. Y'all, he said he can't even spell that, so it don't look like it's going to happen.
Like, most men, like I say, we have good skin, it's by accident because we sure
you're
not
right,
thinking
about
it. It's important.
I ain't thinking about it.
Go ahead, Pat.
I mean, I don't really. Yeah, mine is natural, so I don't really put all that lotion in and all that different stuff on my skin, but. You know, I like Brandon said, the average person ain't really, man is not really taking care of no skin.
Yeah.
Do I think construction, well, you
know. Why should he do that? Because he's going to be getting messed up every day anyway if he's working hard labor job.
I think having great skincare, whether you're a male or female, is important. However, you don't need to go overboard with it if you're a man either, because I don't want you and I to be spending just as much time.
Do you want a man that's soft? I'm talking about skin soft.
Yes.
You do?
I mean, you know, you can't be rough. Like, you touch me with y'all calluses and stuff, that ain't hot.
So you ever shook a man's hand in his hands, is it soft, and you never felt something funny about that?
Okay, like well, hold on. It's a balance.
Like, it can't be
too. Because he always go far.
That hands look soft.
But I've had some men that look good, and as soon as they reach out to shake your hand, they got ashy hands, and it's all crusted. That's not hot.
That's a different swag, though. That's a whole different.
Men with long nails and stuff, it's just, you know, all of them long. Mm-hmm. That's just, I mean, it's a preference. So, yes, I do believe it's important for men to have great skin care.
Well, yeah. Hey, man, it's each his own, you know.
Sheree, what you got to say about that?
I mean, I agree. I think skin care is important, but just like you said, I mean, I don't expect my husband to be in the mirror as long as I am, you know. But, mm-hmm. I mean, take care of yourself is the
drink,
way you
drink water.
To.
Drinking water is very, very important.
You know, yeah, all of that is important.
So you saying you don't have a regimen?
I mean, if it comes to drinking water, I got a regimen.
I got
my gallon on the floor right now.
A man would go to the barbershop once a week, sometimes twice a week, get their beard and their edge on their hair and their haircut, but y'all don't exfoliate once a week?
Nah, I mean, nobody's thinking. Like, I'm, like Pat say, he's worried about a man with soft hands. Like, I'm worried about a man if I got to have a conversation with him about exfoliating. Like that ain't really gonna go.
hey man, what kind of exfoliation you use, brother?
Brother asked me what kind of cream I use. Well,
that's right.
Exactly.
I want you to know that Kami, Main Artistry. What you say? Say it again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go ahead and say.
And that's from the professionals. Thank you very much.
That's the importance of having a good woman in your life right there. All right, fellas? I'm gonna tell y'all
to not.
That's right. That's why you need a good woman in your life to exfoliate with.
I do mention a mind. You know, honey, look. Do this, do that, you know,
right.
And
yeah.
That's it. You know, I don't press them on
or
whatever.
Press them. Yeah.
But you know, that's our job.
We
got to
care
of each other.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm all for that. Like I'm like that. That's fine. I'm just saying, on your own, I don't want to have that conversation with no man.
Okay. Okay. Well, how about this? Is it important that a woman get a pedicure, fellas?
Yeah.
So it's important that a woman. What about yourself? Do you get a pedicure?
No.
See, this the shit. What about
now,
you?
Me, no. I honestly don't. But I don't see nothing wrong with a man getting a pedicure. I mean, you know, that's his personal preference. If he want to keep his nails clean and all that, you know, you got a lot of pretty boys out there.
I think men have an expectation from women, and they're not willing to do that accommodating thing. Because we don't want to look at you cutting up the bed sheets either. You know, we don't want to see that. Y'all expect us to be on 10, have our bundle straight, have our face made up 10 minutes after we wake up. Y'all want too much. But yet y'all walk around here, y'all don't want to use lotion, you're not exfoliating, you're not getting pedicures, ashy.
No, like I'm good on lotion. Ashy. And I'm predominantly in socks. Like my feet come out to take a shower. Period. Like even on even on the beach, like I'm the guy in swim socks.
Like look, that's real tough.
I'm not here. I'm not here for it.
I'm just saying, it's important. So ladies, I love a man with nice, you know, nails, feet. It's important.
That kind of sounds like a fetish, and we probably need to move on.
It almost started.
The way you leaned into that, it kind of started to make me feel.
And then I blinked kind of long. I did blink long.
You
well,
spoke passionately about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, you know, hey.
Yeah. This week's episode is brought to you by Your Seat at the Table, LLC. Career strategies for women to earn your seat at the table. Resume writing, career coaching, and more. Visit Your Seat at the Table, LLC.com. On Instagram, Your Seat at the Table. Okay, welcome back. Great Table Talk. It's Cash, and we're interviewing Miss Kami Matthews here, the owner here at Main Artistry here in Kenner, Louisiana. How are you doing, Kami?
Okay, Cashella.
It's Cash in front of here. Don't be calling me by my government. God damn it. Anyway, do you consider yourself to be a hairstylist or a hairdresser? What's the difference?
A hairstylist. They upgraded the word.
You know? Oh.
But I'm a barber stylist, but I'm a hairstylist.
So she cuts hair, she styles hair, she has hair care, she gets you together. So, okay, you and I have had this thing personal. We're going to try to bring some family business public, and I don't really like doing that. In saying that, what is your biggest pet peeve as being a hairstylist?
What is my biggest pet peeve is when you've been doing somebody hair for the longest and they go to somebody else and they get it done and then they didn't took out all of their hair and now they want to come back to you and act like you're supposed to be the doctor to 911 it.
Wow. That's aggression. Didn't you hear that aggression?
Mm-hmm.
She was aggressive. I mean, I've done it once or twice, but you don't have to be.
They go home.
Or either
they go home and they try to be their own stylist.
Ooh, she tried it.
And then they come home. They come back and then they want you to fix it.
Okay, now that is me. That's been me more than once, but you don't have to be aggressive like that.
A lifetime.
So what's proper hair care? What do you say for simple individuals to maintain their hair? What would you suggest that they do?
Your intake is your out. A lot of water, vitamins, biotin, wash, condition, trim.
Trimming is important.
A lot of people think because they're natural, they don't have to do all the things that a relaxer has to do. You have to do the same upkeep as you do with relaxed hair because natural has to be taken care of also.
So dead ends essentially will?
Oh, it'll split, and then split turns to you cutting it all off now. And a lot of y'all is into y'all hair. Y'all can't cut off hair. Y'all love hair.
I feel a lot of tension going into this thing.
I swear, right?
I feel it.
I swear.
I feel it in my soul. Ooh, man.
And when she talks to me, now this is, you know, other than the podcast.
Y'all, damn it.
Yeah. Who's this y'all speak of? I'm taking all this. I know I've had an issue of time or two, but can we please not bring this to be personal?
Okay, them, they, those people.
So if someone was to come to the hair salon, what is your suggestion for those who are on a budget? Do you suggest once a month, once every other week?
It depends on the condition of your hair. But at the same time, I suggest like that you pay for what you want. So if you have to do once a month, that's understanding, but at least every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. I agree with that. So can I get my appointment?
Because you don't keep it. Or either she's CPT. You tell her 2 o'clock is fine.
I swear there's been some times I've come in here and she has someone in the chair and I'm mad. Like, oh, you know I was coming and I'll be an hour late. But that's why you can't really do the whole family thing, I swear. So, fellas, I know you cut hair at times and you've been my barber, you know. You gave me the fresh cut a couple times. So what do you suggest for men? Do you suggest they get their hair cut once a week, once a month?
Oh, not once a month unless you're bald head and.
But still, you need to still
but
you know
you still
get
need
that.
To grow,
man. Yeah. what's your suggestions?
They can do once a week or every 2 weeks. It just depends on how fast their hair grow.
Okay. And I wanted to get back on a whole.
Either you get a haircut 1 week and you get a hairline on the next week. It just depends on how the hair grows.
Okay, back to the treatment of hair. Like those who are natural and or relaxed. You're saying it's the same process that goes for both of them with maintaining a healthy hair. What do you say about over-the-counter, if you will, shampoos and conditioners? Is all the same or does it matter?
I wouldn't say they're all the same. I mean, that's where we started at, is over-the-counter. It's just now we just have different products, but a lot of them have the same ingredients. It's just everybody here uses different shampoos.
How do you find out what shampoo and conditioner you should use?
Is whatever works. I mean, is whatever work for you, because they got different hair textures, different hair types. Like, I'm the type of person, I have different type of shampoos for different types of hair.
Yes, you do.
And
yes, you do.
Whatever you feel that you like best for your clients, that's what you work with.
Okay, so what's best for my hair? I'm making this about me again. What shampoo and conditioner should I use?
What kind of hair she got? Say it. I'll give you a real. I'm being messy. I'm very messy. She got nappy hair.
Yeah.
She say, what was that topic earlier? I'm being messy right now.
All of a sudden, she started talking about my hair. I heard drums playing in the background.
She got that
She need manioia and juices and berries.
She need to come here early in the morning, because it's going to take some time with her.
It does. This is why I keep my hair short, because I already know what I got. When I walk in up and hear the drums like...
She probably roll her eyes every time you walk in that door.
She
God
does.
Damn it, I got to
really
get Cashella here.
Really,
I do not feel like messing with Cashella here tonight.
But I seen some words.
And she don't want to pee. This is.
And I seen some words looking like Kunta around here. She ain't Kunta yet. She not on
there. She
Oh, my goodness. What do you want people to know about Maine Artistry? I know you told me earlier, you told me before. I mean, I've been coming here for a long, long time. I've been getting my hair done by you since I've been like 12 years, probably 11, 12. Yeah, but you know who's counting. Mm-hmm. Right now, I know we got a couple of slots open for stylists. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for stylists, barbers, and possibly a makeup artist, somebody who's really dedicated to their work. Looking for consistency, persistent person with consistency.
Do they have to know it all out the gate?
No, because there's always room for learning.
Okay, so you're looking for someone, do they have to be still in school, or do they have to be out of school?
Well, I would prefer out of school, but if you're in school and if we can work with it, then I'm willing to work with you.
How do they contact you?
By my cell or either Instagram.
Which is?
My cell number 504-606-4088, and my Instagram is Kamie_96.
That's Kamie, C-A-M-I-E. _96. I do not know why that is her Instagram name, but I guess you graduated in 1996.
I did. That's the only way I can remember.
Kamie, Camie, _96 on Instagram, and her phone number is 504-606-4088. Well, thank you for allowing us to come on out to your salon, barber shop. Any words? Anybody have any questions?
Well, yeah, she's gotta give us entrepreneur game. Like we're here and we're in your place of business. Like, you've gotten this far. Mm-hmm. I mean, give a little insight to what it takes to, I mean, I guess, get started and then, you know, maintain it and get to where you are right now.
A lot of people think it's easy, but it's not easy at all.
No.
And a lot of people think it's just, oh, I can just go open up a place and it's just, no, it's not that easy. Is not, and it's a headache at times.
So yeah. How do you stay going?
It's persistent. You're being consistent with what you do, and this is what I love. I've been doing it since I was 14.
Yeah, so that's definitely what we always want to get at the end of our podcast is give people that information and give people that game, because I think in other outlets you get people kind of selling you the dream and they sell you the end result, but they don't tell you what it takes to, you know, to grind through and get through to get there.
It's a lot. They don't realize a lot comes with it. And paying for insurance, paying for your own health benefits, which can be expensive. Trust me, I know. Along with, I mean, it's a lot of responsibility. And if your business pays for things to cover yourself, I'm not talking about the bootleg kind. I'm talking about the kind I got a business open and I got insurances running in and out of here along with everything I need, and I expect everybody else up in here to have it.
Okay. What I heard her say is she's sick of people coming in here trying to get, you know, pay $5 for something with the materials and labor. It's going to cost more than that. That's what I heard. Did you hear that?
Well, I mean, you reading TVs better than me.
I think she's throwing it at me. I'm going to start paying you one day. Don't act like that in front of everybody. Hey, go on. I told her Jesus paid it all.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And the importance of allowing us to set our price and enforce our price, because, I mean, like, we're not, like, being in business, like, you're not out there to hurt anybody, and we always want to kind of price compare, but every business is not the same.
It's
like,
not.
Even the exact same business doesn't have the exact same finances or expenses. So, I mean, we got to respect people hustle, and we play, you know, you pay for what you get. If you get quality, I mean, be willing to pay for it.
Because they can't talk down Walmart. You go in there, you pay for what Walmart wants.
Never once.
Yeah, we definitely have to do better as black people to make sure that we support our own businesses. I know, Brandon, you stress that. And, of course, you know.
Yeah, because they still want you to charge $20 for a relaxer when really, I mean, that the cost of living goes up. So the cost of how much we charge, my haircut can't be $5 and $8 no more. It got to go up.
Right.
So
you can't, like, say what the thing we saw say you never go in the Foot Lock and you ask Michael Jordan to take his price down.
Right.
You know,
he didn't went up to 200 or
something. Yeah. Right.
Well, we must stop going to the shopping centers and thinking that they're going to pay our revenue to our barber. Our barber won't see the same revenue. Our hairstylist wants the same revenue. If you can pay $300 to get hair, you can at least pay her what she wants to get hair.
That's right. I think that's only fair.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
We gotta stop coming to our establishment acting like it's a household.
Yeah, meaning we get too familiar. We get too familiar.
Our hairstylists or our barbers and think that we have a personal relationship. Your personal business is not our personal life. We have 1,000,001 people come through telling us their life problems.
Yeah.
Take care of our families and help our community.
Right.
And us, we got to start giving back to our community.
I agree.
Stop going spending your money, booking appointments with people that are not putting money back into your environment.
Yeah.
Instead, we want to be on social media being glamour, but we don't want to pay for the glamour.
Right. All right.
Well, that's the same thing, too. I'm back to my hair care thing. I don't like these things. That you pay for what you get, you're going to find three type of people. You're going to find somebody who's either into hair care and they don't know much about styling, or you're going to find somebody who's into hair care and hairstyling, which I think is me.
It is.
And
you.
Then
it
you're going to find that other person who they just strictly styling. They don't care about the health of your hair or anything else about it. So all y'all putting is weave in your head, and when you take it out, your hair looking like,
looking like
Like, I would like to think if you're going to wear the weave, and when it's time to take it out, I can wear my own hair. And it's going to look good,
being
too.
Versatile, yeah. So,
and it's supposed to enhance, not damage. Absolutely.
But y'all going to the people who's charging $40 and $50 for the sewing, $75 for the sewing, but they not taking care of your hair when they take it down and when they put it back in.
Right.
So,
yeah. I want to, I just feel so much animosity from I want to say again, thank you for allowing us to come out at Main Artistry here in Kennedy, Louisiana. Anyone have any closing questions? Anybody? All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. This is Cash.
Brandon.
And this is Pat.
Ree.
And we signing off. See you later.
Bye.